Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you felt like there were more injuries in the NBA this season than normal, that's because there were. The condensed schedule and season had an effect on player health pretty negatively.
Huh.
On average, teams combined for 5.1 players sidelined per game, the most since ESPN's Kevin Pelton began tracking the data in 2009. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. We're going to get to the 5 at 5 in a second. So we're hoping the Nats are playing at 7:05 is scheduled 2 hours from now. Right here on the Fan. I will tell you that it's very dark outside and there's a little bit of rain falling.
This is our weather report here from the Half Street Studios. It's dark and rainy. Doesn't seem very optimistic.
Gross.
Yeah.
But luckily we have a meteorologist in studio.
Oh, nice.
Ryan Clary, who's our assistant producer, who's very, very funny, inadvertently and advertently. We love just generally talking about life to this guy. But we realized today he started talking about the weather and he just started talking himself in circles. And I'm like, you know what? Let's just talk about this later.
He made a very bold declaration about himself. Remember what that was?
He basically said he tracks the weather closer than anyone.
Yeah, he basically said I track the weather very closely, as if the regular rank and file don't, but I do.
So meteorologist is a thing that you're either are or you're not.
That's right.
Like Kevin Sheehan, who's a buddy of ours in radio, yeah. He basically fancies himself a mini meteorologist. Like he thinks he'll tell you how much snow we're going to get next year. If he's like the Kevin Sheehan almanac, right? Ryan's apparently the same thing. He's got this. He didn't go to school for it, but he stayed at a Holiday Inn once, and he can tell you all about the snow and the rain. So, without further ado, Ryan, where do you get your information exactly?
I get it from the Weather Channel app. That easy.
And your claim was you follow the weather closer than anybody.
I do, because with this app, it has a 14-day outlook. I can look at from 2 weeks from now.
But anyone can do that. Why are you acting like you're different and you're special?
Because, I can't forecast for 14 days out. I will admit that. But
or 14 minutes out.
I have an understanding of weather that some people just don't. Like the percentages. You guys had no idea about.
All right, I want to double click on that in a second. By the way, the only time we've ever tested this, 3 hours ago, we asked him, so the Nats game will be good to go tonight. And he said, yeah, the weather should be clearing by 5. Right now, it looks awful. It's after 5.
It's 5:04.
And I just asked him about it, and he goes, the weather changed.
He has a better understanding than most, but it's based on an app that's available to anybody.
Believe that.
His interpretation of the app is better than mine. Like, I have the same access. We all have the Wi-Fi, man.
What do you do with the information that we can't?
You process it.
Well, it's just you guys don't know. You guys don't even understand the percentages point of it.
What are you talking about?
So, like, you know when it's like 30% chance of rain out? People just like, oh.
30% chance of rain. Right.
30% chance of rain is like, oh, like we have a 30% chance that it's going to rain. False. 30% of the area is expected to be raining. No one can tell you what exact area, but that's what the percentage is. Of that area, Washington, D.C.
What do you mean, of that area?
Of that area, the city, the town, whatever's on your location.
So your claim is that when you put the zip code in.
Not the zip code.
What are you putting into the app?
The city, Washington, D.C.
Okay, well, you could put a zip code and get a very much more exact amount of information. But why do that with all the information at your fingertips? You've already got it covered. So you're just going to put in Washington, D.C. Exactly. It's a much larger thing than putting in a specific zip code.
Exactly.
And then if it says 60% rain, you're claiming that that doesn't mean there's a 60% chance of rain. You're saying that 60% of the city will get some rain.
Exactly. Exactly. 100% correct. I remember listening to this my first time. I did not believe it.
Danny, he's wrong, right?
So this is via the Google here. Like, what does a percent chance of rain mean? Basically, it means that a certain percentage of the forecast area is expected to get rain. So hold on to your umbrellas, because after today, we have a, quote, 70% chance of rain. That's a made-up forecast. Thursday, and a 60% chance of rain for Friday. Meaning, if you're in the area, there's a 70% chance that it rains on you.
Right, which is not what he thinks it means. He's saying that 70% of the area. You didn't listen to everything he said.
No. Read the first sentence.
Yeah, Danny read the first sentence, and he throws his hands up looking around like he won. The
basically,
finals.
It means that a certain percentage of the forecast area is expected to get rain.
A percentage of the area.
Right, but he goes on to say it's a 70% chance of rain. They have raindrops underneath of the percentage guy.
I know, but then read the first sentence again, Danny. Read it again. It's the same. I swear this is right.
Okay, so again, we're all looking at the same information. So when you slip, we saw 30%, which is what the number that we saw earlier, right? For this time. Whether 30% of the area or 30% potential that rain comes out of the sky, there's no practical difference between how somebody would live their life based on this forecast. You don't have a preternatural understanding of 30% rain. You would understand that this part of Half Street, yes. The other part of Half Street, no. This block south, yes. Out of the metro, yes. But on the other side of South Capitol Street, absolutely not. The point is, everybody would conduct themselves the exact same way based on a percent chance of rain. And your claim is that you have a better understanding of that percentage than anybody else on this, within earshot of us. It's outrageous, and it's adorable. That's what I have for you.
Adorable. I'm getting a precious little kid card again.
That's what happened.
A little kid card, a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
21.
Yeah, 21.
I would never give you the little kid card. Do we want to talk about getting a haircut right now, or should we do that another time?
It's up to you guys. I don't know. It's not my show.
Oh, my God. It's a swerve.
So yesterday I said to Ryan,
yep.
I said, dude, you look great today. I said, what are we doing with your hair? And what I meant by that was his hair is getting very thick. It's like a helmet. It's kind of a very thick hair. I don't know
what you want to say, Grant. You know what you want to say.
No, it's thick hair. It's a big mop. It's a
college
helmet.
Football's eliminating some of these starting in 2023. What are they getting rid of?
They might get rid of a few bowl games.
Fewer bowls.
So it's kind of bowly. It's a little bit bowly.
It's pizza bowly.
But I said, what are we doing about the hair? And you said your mom has recently suggested you get a haircut because she thinks it looks like a bowl cut as well.
Exactly. When I first got this haircut, which was not a bowl cut, I'll tell you that right now. She told me that it looks like a bowl cut. And I was offended. I really was. Because, like, your mom's supposed to tell you that you look cute, whatever. She told me that I look like I have a bowl cut.
Yeah, moms are there to tell you to be yourself, which is terrible advice, by the way. Don't be yourself. Pretend to be somebody better than you are until they get to know you, then it's too late. That's my advice.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
I want to get a barber to give you, a good cut. Where they take a 2 or a 1.5 to the side of your head, they give you a little part. Maybe you can comb your hair over, use some gel, something like that.
I need it because, I mean, you know the catastrophe I had for my last haircut. I paid $5 for it. $5.
You got $5 worth.
That's your move, I think. You pay $5 and then people learning how to cut your hair?
That or just these, like, generic places that have these chains as hair. I don't know, just haircut place.
Let's not pay $5. Right.
So this is from the National Weather Service, okay? Let's take a 50% chance of rain, just for the sake of argument here. According to the National Weather Service, it actually means that in 5 out of 10 cases, there will be a measurable amount of precipitation somewhere in the zone over 12 hours.
Yes, so that's 50% chance of rain.
So what I think Ryan's talking about is somebody was on TikTok saying that it was something different than that, and that's where he's got his information here.
Okay, but my point is he's incorrect.
Yeah, remember, probabilities are always given for a point in space over a standard period. So where you are standing, there is a 50% chance of rain if there's a 50% chance of rain.
Which is my point.
Which is what Grant's saying, and it's not what Ryan's saying. It's what Weatherman Clary is not saying.
So Weatherman Clary. Over there, okay, Topper Clary. Is your point that when you look at, what's your app of choice?
The Weather Channel app.
Okay. You look at the app and it says 60% chance of rain.
Correct.
You're saying that doesn't mean there's a 60% chance that you're going to get rain.
Correct. And I'll die on that hill. I will die on that hill because I know it's right. I know for a fact. I don't care what that National Weather Service says. I know it's right.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Mr. Weather that's doesn't compelling. Care what the National Weather
that's
Service
compelling.
Says.
Where did you get your thing? Right. Where you know that it's right.
That's a great question.
I took some class in senior year of high school that I learned this stuff, and I remember being outraged by it because I was a weather guy back then also.
But I was a weather guy.
You were a weather guy before the class?
I was under the perception that you guys were just saying like, oh, 60% chance of rain. Like, we just have a 60% chance of rain. No, it's 60% of the area. I remember she saying that, and I was...
Okay, so you're basing this off of your high school teacher in what class?
Oh, I forgot the name of the class. It wasn't that long
weather
ago.
Weather class?
It was some weather. No, it wasn't a weather class. It was just some. It wasn't a biology class either. It was just some runoff.
Bet you it wasn't biology when they were talking weather.
Why would they be talking about weather in biology?
And after mammal reproduction, we're going to do the weather. It's a bit of a swerve.
If the same person that taught you how to dissect the frog gave you your weather advice, it wouldn't surprise me because your weather tips are wrong.
I don't know.
Remember, by the way, we're gonna keep testing this as he gives us our forecast every day. Maybe we can do that on the show.
I'd like to get his teacher on the phone, by the way.
I'd love to. 0-for-1, by the way. He told us at noon, no chance that it's going to rain tonight after 5 o'clock. We're good to go, boys. High five.
He's like, yeah, only 30% of the area is going to get rain. We're not in it.
That was the other thing. The
like,
area.
Wait, what?
He's like, but it's not here. It's over by... It's not the ballpark.
Georgetown.
Looks like Anacostia River is going to get some, but not at the ballpark. How do you quantify where in the area the weather's going to be?
I can't. I don't have magical powers.
So, that is true. You can't.
So even if your thing that you're telling us is true, which, by the way, we've debunked and it is incorrect, even if it was true, it's not a helpful thing.
I mean, yeah.
Because it's a mysterious amount of the area that's going to get it, so it would in no way prepare people to get ready for getting rained on.
I mean, yeah, you could be right, but I feel like I'm wrong. I feel like I'm right. What am I saying? I'm not wrong. I feel like I'm right.
Understandably, there's a tremendous amount of confusion when a chance of rain statement is issued by the National Weather Service. For instance, if there is a 50% chance of rain, many folks, Ryan, believe it's defined as precipitation that will fall over half of the forecast area. Some think that it will rain half the time over half of the area during a particular period. What it actually means is that in 5 out of 10 cases, there will be a measurable amount of precipitation somewhere in the zone over 12 hours. Remember, probabilities are always given for a point in space over a standard period.
Are you sticking with your high school teacher?
Yes, I am.
What was the name of the high school teacher?
Oh, man. I don't know if I should throw her name out there.
Yeah, throw it out there. Why?
I honestly don't even know if I... Should I throw it out there?
Yes.
Miss Galinas.
Miss Galinas.
I feel like she...
That signal has gone up, ma'am.
Call in.
She should call in.
What if she's listening right now going, Ryan, I never said that.
Maybe she
And
did.
We were not in biology, Ryan.
Joe C. on Twitter says, it's pouring in rest and your boy probably thinks I've got a 40% chance of getting wet. Is that what you're saying? He's got a 40% chance of getting wet?
Yeah, sure. If he wants to perceive it that way, we'll stick it with that one.
So Aaron's got a flash flood warning, so I guess he's fine?
He's fine. Yeah,
he's not going to get wet?
He should be okay.
Percentage?
Steven says, this is gold. Where did this guy Ryan come from? He's radio gold, and I'm crying laughing. He's what AWOD wanted to be when he was initially brought in with the junkies. Kudos. Ryan has made an impact on the show, I will say that.
Yes. In a short amount of time.
I've tweeted a picture today. A picture? What's a moving picture called? If it's a picture, but it has action.
A video.
A video. I'm looking for a video.
A video.
Who did it better? At Ryan Clary 11 or at... By the way, they're both 11. That makes it even funnier.
Really good.
Or at Julio Jones _ 11. Why are you 11?
Because Ryan Zimmerman. My name's Ryan. I grew up in this area. I played third base. Slapping 11 on there.
All right. At Ryan Clary 11. And it's you doing the footwork drill that Julio Jones did that went viral today. And I got to say, you got the fastest feet in the office.
Yeah.
Fastest feet in the office for a fat guy. Yes.
I would say that. I think, period.
Legit quick feet.
Of anybody in the office, fat or not, you have the fastest feet in the office.
I agree with that.
I will take that as a compliment.
And I don't think people expect it. He's got big, thick tree trunk legs. And my guy is nimble. He's light on his feet. You got fast feet, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
Thank you.
Not NFL wide receiver feet that's worth, you know, trading a second round pick for.
Julio did it slightly better.
Yeah, I would say Julio has an advantage there, but Among this talent pool, he's number one.
So do you think you can predict snowstorms too?
If you gave me a couple days, I could. I could
What do you mean give you a couple days?
If you give me a couple days to forecast it, it takes time. My guy Doug Cameron over at NBC4,
so handsome.
He's taught me it all. He's a very handsome man.
You need 2 days now from today, and you'll tell us what's going to happen in the winter, or like 2 days out?
2 days out from the storm. Like once I see all the numbers come back in, and then I'll be like, okay, 60% of the area will get snow, 40% of the area won't. That's how it works.
But you can't tell us which parts of that area.
No. That's on them.
By the way, would he be the worst weatherman in the world or what?
Oh, 100%.
God dang it, this fly.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
I keep seeing him too. He just got in my nose.
I saw it.
He's going to say, of everyone in Fredericksburg, 60% of you will get snow, 40% of you won't. Good luck to those of you who do. That would basically be his weather report. Let's go to Hugo in Springfield on Grant and Danny. What's up, Hugo? How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? This is a very interesting conversation because I'm getting poured on here in Springfield.
You're not. According to Ryan, you're not.
Ryan says you're not getting poured on.
Yeah, but you know what? I pulled up this article on USA Today about Phoenix weather. Let me read it real quick. It says, basically, it means that a certain percentage of the forecast area is expected to get rain. If we say there is a 40% chance of rain, we expect 40% of the forecast area, which will be Phoenix, to get rain, and 60% of Phoenix would not. So it sounds like his teacher was right.
Yes!
So, thank you, Hugo. So Hugo's also arguing with the National Weather Service definition?
And I really do think there's two ways to say the same thing, because a fixed point, which is the key part of the National Weather Service, now the fly's on me, by the way, he just came to my side because I'm talking,
Terrible.
Guess. The fixed point isn't like a 2x2 square. It's not a piece of sidewalk chalk with an X on it. A fixed point's a county. A fixed point's an area code. A fixed point is the greater D.C. area.
Let's say a fixed point is...
inside the Beltway.
I like it.
Right. So the inside the Beltway is your fixed point. If you're inside the Beltway, there's a 40% chance you're getting rained on. And Ryan's doing a tap dance of victory because he's like, it means that part of it is not that. This is the fixed point. There's a 40% chance precipitation falls to the ground over a certain time period. If you're in this area. We're in the area, 30% chance of rain.
But the whole thing that this all started with is he has a better understanding of weather than anybody else.
One of those, again, he's reading data off of a website. That's the part that we should never bury when we're talking about this. So, but we're here, and the clouds are forming. It's not like some cloud that follows one guy or something like that. It's not a cartoon. We're in a pretty big area. All the different low-pressure, high-pressure things are forming, and meteorologists with advanced computer models are going, there's one that's going to form in this general area. There's a really good chance water dumps out of the sky if you're in this fixed point, which is the D.C. area.
Yeah. I think we should get Cameron on.
We could.
Always a good excuse, by the way.
He's my guy.
No, he's my guy.
Okay, Darius, I want you to handle this because Ryan is going to lead the witness, I think, if he calls him. We need to hit up Doug Cameron and see if we can get him on to better discuss this. He probably is on live TV right now, so maybe we'll have to text him and see if we can work around all of his hits to talk about the rain on NBC4. Grant and Danny on the Fan, we owe you a 5 at 5. We will get it to you next on GND.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five in 1 second on Grant and Danny. I just saw Chris Russell in the hallway, which is hilarious because now both radio stations are in one building.
It's so weird.
It's very weird.
Love seeing Chris. That's not weird.
No, well, no, never. Real quick, fade out the music there so we can come back to this in 1 second. I want you to say the word you just said for Danny because he hasn't heard it yet. The thing that there's a million of in the area right now that have the big red eyes.
Oh, cicadas.
I had the one crawling in Ryan Fitzpatrick's beard crawling all over me
today. How do you know it was the same one?
I have sources.
Okay.
I have sources.
Well, say the word
cicada
again.
That was crawling in Ryan Fitzpatrick's beard yesterday outside of the Washington football team practice facility today was crawling on my shirt. I put up a Twitter video of it and an Instagram video. People can go check it out.
But what was it?
It was a cicada.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's the thing that comes out every 17 years. You know, Chiquita.
Brunex.
Do you actually think that's what it's called?
Yeah.
Does the opposite? Like, is it a cicada banana?
I mean, it could be. It could be.
Do you understand what we're saying?
Can you spell it?
Yeah, it's like C-I-C-A.
You're doing great. Now say it.
Chiquita.
Nope.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know.
Is that really how you say it?
What I've been calling it on my show.
That's really how you say it, no
bet. Pete's had to correct me 5,000 times. It's a stupid cicada, whatever it is.
Thank you.
Go away. There's enough bugs. Please leave me alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Russell talking about a cicada.
Hey, boys.
Love you, buddy.
If you want, take one of those bobbleheads for my guy, Ty Guy.
That's all you.
All right. Be well, brother. It is time for our 5 at 5. We have... procrastinated way too much. Today it's our 5 at 5:28. That was worth it, right?
We're gonna do the tip segment.
He doesn't know that it's a cicada. He keeps going, I don't understand. Why do you want me to say it to Danny? I was like, just say it.
Just say
Why
cicada.
Do you want me to say it? Cicada. How do you spell it? C-I-C. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now say it.
Dino Ciccarelli, former Capital. What?
I don't get it.
What?
Wave Soda brings you the 5 at 5:29.
Oh.
Super simple bubbly water, splash of real juice, a little caffeine, unsweetened. No stevia or artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish, only 2 to 6 grams of sugar, and under 25 calories per can. Order now at wavesoda.com and receive 15% off by entering our promo code, either of our names, Grant or Danny. We had Scott Turner on the show today. He was a tan, Miss Davis, a tan. Offensive coordinator of the Washington football team on how he plans on using Curtis Samuel this season.
Curtis can do anything. Curtis is a very intelligent player, so you're not going to mentally overload him. You can move him around anywhere, whether it's in the backfield, in the slot, or outside. You can move him in motion, and he's going to do it all. He's going to do all of it. That's why we wanted to get him. I was really excited, extremely excited when we were able to sign him. He's going to be a big part of what we do. And, you know, he'll play, every spot that you can put somebody on offense, he's going to line up there. So, will he play in the slot? Absolutely. Is he going to play outside? Yes. Will he play in the backfield? Yes. So, we're going to hand him the ball. We're going to throw him the ball. And he's going to be a big part of it.
Music to my ears. That's what I wanted to hear. I'm all in on that. So again, if he's just a slot guy, it's not that exciting. If he's just an outside guy, not that exciting. So I would pull this. Everybody said, well, he had his best year here in Carolina when he was in the slot, so therefore that's what he is. And I would say, hold on. They didn't really throw the ball an awful lot in 2018, 2019, and they didn't throw it very effectively, as Cam Newton was completing passes in the 50% range. So there wasn't as much opportunity. I think he's grown as a receiver so that he's not just one thing. He's an offensive weapon. I'm all in on that. I don't know what those numbers are going to look like, GP, in an offense that you hope is significantly improved, and you've got other weapons in Terry McLaurin, Gibson, Logan Thomas, who's bona fide at this stage. But if you put up something similar to what he did last year, running a million different things, 850 yards receiving, 200 yards rushing, that would be something that I would absolutely take.
So in his two seasons with Scott Turner, Curtis Samuel was on the outside on 67% of 958 snaps. The other third of the time spent exclusively in the slot. Not a whole lot of work in the backfield. Samuel set career highs last season without Turner with 77 catches for 851 yards, and he increased his rushing attempts from 19, mostly on jet action, to 41, some of that as a player in the backfield. All of that occurred while Samuel played 298 fewer snaps than he did the previous season. But I bring that up to say this. Turner has also gotten more out of him when you look at some of the numbers. Nobody's really doing that. He had 11 touchdowns under Scott Turner. Mm-hmm. He had three last year. He averaged 12.7 and 11.6 per catch. He averaged barely over 11 last season. So everyone talks about just the counting stats of catches and yards, which largely just come from targets and how involved he was in the offense. But some of the actual dynamicism, you know, the dynamic numbers you're looking for, was better with Scott Turner. By the way, someone wants to know, Ryan, quick question for you from Sarah on Twitter. She said she's in her car and she's dry. Her sister's getting rained on in her car because apparently her sunroof is busted. Does that mean there's a 50% chance of rain?
Yes, because her sunroof is open. So she could get wet. Just a heads up.
His data told him that from his app.
May double check the app. Just make sure before we give her that advice.
If your sunroof's open.
Number two in the 5-5, the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
Coach Matt Nagy speaking on how Patrick Mahomes sat and he was great, so maybe we should sit Justin Fields.
These guys are all competitive. That doesn't mean that that's going to happen for any of these guys. I mean, there's so many things, these quarterbacks that come in, these running backs, wide receivers, whatever position, you never know, you know, how the season goes. But in that scenario in 17, when you ask Patrick, I mean, for him to be able to develop like that and learn from Alex and grow, he would probably tell you it was a pretty good thing that happened to him. And if he would have played sooner, would he have done what he did the following year? Maybe. We don't know that. But for him, I don't want to speak for Patrick, but I would guess that it helped him grow to be able to really learn so that when he got in that last regular season game against Denver, he went out there and had fun with it, and we won the football game.
Not everything's the same. I always struggle with this. Like, what's the best way to do it? Nobody's got a hard and fast rule, right? Sometimes it's sit for 3 years, like Aaron Rodgers did. Sometimes it's play right away, like Justin Herbert, but via a medical accident on Tyrod Taylor. You never know. To me, I think you throw the guy in there and you figure out, I'm not talking about numbers, but you throw the guy in there and you figure out, can this dude that we just moved heaven and earth to get do it? Can he withstand? Can he bounce back? Can he get knocked down and lead? I'm a big believer in just, if you've got one, you play it, unless there's an extreme circumstance, like you think in San Francisco, right, where they just drafted a dude that was playing at one AAA, played one game in the last calendar plus year, maybe give him a little more time. But for the most part, high-level experience, you throw him in, especially when your team, it's not any good.
I think you throw him in when they're ready. You throw him in when you know they can fail and it'll be okay. And you throw him in when they're the best quarterback that you got or your season's over. One of those two things. The quarterback that gives me the best chance to win, I'm playing until I'm mathematically eliminated. Then I think about the future and building. And at that point, if Andy Dalton's still better, we got a problem, Chicago. I don't think that's going to be the case. Last year, Dalton, with Dallas, with a lot of weapons, pretty prolific offense at times, 14 touchdowns, 8 picks, and completed about 65% of his passes. Numbers otherwise were not particularly good. An offense that couldn't move the ball consistently under him early on and where he got hurt a few times. So I think he's going to start a few games. Eventually, they're going to go to Justin Fields because he's going to be too athletic. And there's going to be too much potential for him to make big plays to keep him off the field. One quarterback I know nothing about and just have no idea what to expect if he would play from him is Jordan Love. He lit it up at minicamp in day two for the Packers without Aaron Rodgers running the first team offense. Jordan Love wants to prove that if called upon, he's going to help the Packers win games.
My mindset this whole offseason has been to get ready and get myself ready. And that's been my mindset since I got here. And, whether Aaron was here or not here, that's going to be my mindset regardless, because I have to get myself ready to play and be able to, you know, go out there and take charge of the team and be able to perform at a high level and do my best so everybody else can do their job as well and just be able to perform at a high level, like I said. So, my goal is just to take it day by day, get better, find areas I need to improve, and yeah.
The crazy twist would be if he's good. That would be the swerve. That would be the ultimate
there's
swerve.
There's a good chance of that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a shot.
How good of a chance? There's a chance of that. I'll
yeah,
say.
Of course. I mean, listen, it couldn't be set up better for you, right? You didn't have any pressure to play last year while the MVP was MVPing.
You want to hand the ball to Aaron Jones and throw the ball to Devontae Adams?
Yes. Robert Tonyan's pretty good.
Who's been really good in a couple of places as a play caller?
It's not again, you could walk into a lot worse places. And especially, I don't think that division's any good either. That's the other part of it. Nobody really has their act together at this point.
I don't think it's bad, though. I mean, Detroit is not good. Chicago should be better, good defense.
I think
Minnesota
they're okay.
is very solid. That's a great offense, and their defense was terrible last year, but should be better.
Yeah, but I don't think it's say the AFC West or something like that.
I don't think there's a 13-4 team in that division.
So to me, you couldn't ask for a better spot, and that would be the ultimate swerve in all of this. If the team is buoyed that much more and can finally play a pretty good game of chicken with Aaron Rodgers, if we go, you know, we actually got the thing right here.
Ryan Michael wants to know if there's a 50% chance of rain. Does he think 50% of the area gets rain 100% of the time? I'd love him to elaborate.
Yes, that sounds about right. Well, because he said 50% of the area, which is the projection. Mm-hmm. So,
which is roughly half, yeah?
Which is roughly half, correct. It could fluctuate to about
45. Fluctuate!
It could fluctuate to about 45 to 40.
Scientific terms here, folks. Try to keep
up. Very scientific. So, yeah, there could be a chance that he gets wet.
All right. If you have any questions for Ryan, send them in at Grant H. Paulson.
Please feel free.
At Funny Danny. If you need any help with what's going on with the weather. You can also call us if you have a question for Ryan about if it's going to rain on you today. He'll get to the bottom of it. All you got to do is give him your zip code. Or I guess you just want their town. You know, God forbid they give you the zip code.
Just the town, yes.
Don't use the same app he uses because he can read it better than you.
Right. Number four in our 5 at 5. This is big. The college football playoff is expanding. Adding 8 more teams. We are going from 4 to 12. There will be more moments like Tua to Devontae Smith to win the championship in walk-off fashion.
Think about Loa trying to make up for it. Fires to the end zone. Touchdown! Alabama wins! The Crimson Tide will not be denied.
6 highest-ranked conference champs. Next 6 highest-ranked teams make the college football playoff. 4 highest-ranked conference champs seeded 1 through 4 will get byes. The other 8 teams play it out. It's the way it should be, baby. I can't wait.
This is a long time in the making. This should have happened before. It's not going to happen until 2023. Fowler and ESPN on the call of that moment is, you know, what legends are made of when Tua elevated his star. You got him going in the top 5, and Smith went 11 this year. I can't wait for more teams to get a chance to have moments like that. More kids to have the greatest football experience they've ever had. More fans to get what is an unbelievable end of season stretch. And fewer teams to be on the outside looking in. All very healthy, all good for college football. Long time coming. Finally, number 5 in our 5 at 5, Ryan Zimmerman last night. Not one, but 2 home runs in a win for the Nationals in extras against the Rays. 4-5 on the road. They're back home tonight if they get to play. We'll get a report from Ryan on whether or not that's going to happen coming up in just a bit. Our resident show meteorologist. But they're playing the Giants, and they need more from Ryan Zimmerman at the plate.
Now the pitch swung on. Hit deep to left field by Zimmerman. This one way back. Warning track at the wall. Goes Meadows. It is gone. Goodbye. Bang. Zoom goes the Z-Man for the 2nd time tonight. A solo homer to tie. Now a 2-run homer to give the Nationals the lead. Home run number 8. RBI's 19 and 20. 393 feet to straightaway left field.
Amazing. Straightaway right field, bolt. Straightaway left field, bolt. When he plays, he hits. Hitting right around 300 in part-time duty. 3rd on the team now in home runs. Despite, again, having about a little bit less than half the at-bats of most of the everyday regulars. Just amazing, man.
Everyone keeps saying play him more. The reason I think he's playing this well is because of the amount that he's playing and the amount of rest he's getting, which has been extensive. Ryan, I got a question for you from Nick, who says he's got to go from his car to his front door. He's sitting listening, trying to avoid doing so. He said it's gushing rain. What are the chances he'll get hit by water? You got to turn on your microphone.
Chance.
There you go.
There might be a chance.
There might be a chance.
Might be a chance he gets hit by water. He's just going to have to tiptoe through that. He should be okay.
Any no work on the app? That's just all off the cuff?
No. That's off the top of the dome, bud.
All right, but he dropped a bud.
It can fluctuate.
He dropped a bud. Oh, man, this guy. Grant and Danny on the Fan. If you missed our interview with Scott Turner at 6, make sure you are listening in 20 minutes. He was fantastic.
Cicada.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Run of Grant and Danny on the Fan, getting you ready for Nationals baseball tonight. They are taking on the San Francisco Giants back at home. There won't be a packed house, but there could be for the first time all season, which is pretty cool. We'll give you your Nats lineup in just a second. If you missed our interview, first hour of the show with Scott Turner, make sure you're listening at 6 o'clock, top of the hour. He really was tremendous. We've been wanting to get him on the show for a while. I don't think he's ever been on the station or maybe even on radio in town, so it was really, really cool to talk with him. Ryan, I've got a couple more questions that have come in at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny for you. These are now turning into math word problems somehow.
I know. It's not easy for me.
Vegas Cab says, I'm planning a trip to King's Dominion tomorrow. Pending weather, 60% of storms for some of the day. Will I stay dry on half of the coasters or half of each coaster?
Well, 60% is not half, so but six-tenths. Yes, I do believe that there's a chance that he could get wet. But who knows? I got to see the numbers roll in a little more.
Okay.
And then I'll be able to forecast.
When do you get confident?
What happened to you being the best weather person you know? You just keep saying maybe and you have to see more stuff.
Oh, well, yeah. It's
like
all
the
about
rain
the numbers.
Outside.
It's pouring. Yes.
But what sample do you, when you go, I've seen enough, I'm calling it? Like on election night coverage, when they're sitting there going, we got a big enough sample.
He just called the race for Biden when he saw him doing a press conference yesterday.
Enough precincts to report. Like, when do you get the numbers in?
Which, by the way, a lot of people haven't called the race for Biden yet, so he beat a lot of people to that, for the record.
But see what you did? See what you did a little bit? When are you like, now I know? Right? You looked at the app for 2 seconds today and told us it's fine, it's not going to rain at 5 o'clock, and again, it's raining at 5. But you were very certain based on that 30% number in the area, and you knew the different area codes. When do you feel confident?
Well, there's a lot of different things that go into this process, Danny. It's funny that you asked that. Mm-hmm. The eye test is a big one. You just got to see. You got to see with the clouds.
You see the clouds
on the app?
Yes, the cumulonimbus clouds. I think that's what it's called. Bad weather, man. But then also all the numbers that come out from the radar, you can see that. See the mileage that it's going to cover, and that's where the percentage comes into play. So, you
By
know,
way,
it's a lot of big eye tests.
That's
what it
a
is.
Thing. He just said, I actually now respect him. I've joned the entire time. He just dropped cumulonimbus clouds. It's a cloud forming a towering mass with a flat base at fairly low altitude and often a flat top, as in thunderstorms.
See?
I think I'm now buying it. What was the teacher's name?
Miss Galinas.
Miss Galinas.
I think Miss Galinas. I've never taken a rain class. He somehow took a rain class.
He took biology and they talked weather one day.
Are you impressed at all that he just said cumulonimbus?
If you'd asked me to bet, does he know cumulonimbus? And I never said that word right, so I'm not one to talk. But you've heard that before. You've heard of a cumulonimbus cloud. You've heard that.
I have in fourth grade when I learned about rain. I haven't thought about it since, and I've never used that word out loud. Ryan, someone wants to know, my area has a 50% chance of rain at 5 p.m. It rained on me for 4 minutes. What does this mean?
Rains on them for 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Didn't rain. 50% chance of rain. You're in that 50%. I mean, it doesn't matter. There's no period. I don't know what to explain with that, but there's no period that it's like, oh, 50%, that means it's going to rain for 50 minutes or whatever. There's no numerical value on it.
Has Channel 457 or 9 called you to get your expertise yet?
No, not yet.
All right.
I did just text Doug Cameron in the middle of his broadcast, though.
So, what if he stops, puts like in his phone and stops, and he goes, hold on.
Well, that was my favorite thing. It was like 522, and Ryan's like, I got Doug's number. Let's just call him.
It's mid-hit,
and
I'm sure.
He works for 3 hours a day. It's from an hour ago until 2 hours from now, and he's on 19 times.
That's true.
That's pretty much all local news is at this point, is they go to the weather person, and they say, whatever the weather's going to be, they do that 32 times.
He's got to do like 9 Facebook Lives, 47 different hits.
That's what the weather is, man. Mm-hmm. All right, you want your Nationals lineup today?
Give it to me.
I got Trey Turner batting leadoff after an 0-for-5. Hitting 305 on the year with a team-high 10 homers. Juan Soto batting second. He's in the 270s again, 279 after just one hit yesterday, but he's taking his walks. Josh Bell at first base bats third, trying to get his average up over 220. That's where Kyle Schwarber is at 220. The left fielder bats cleanup. Yan Gomes is here, everybody.
Yan Gomes is here.
Catcher batting fifth, hitting 255. Starlin Castro actually barreled a baseball last night.
Congrats to everybody.
Starlin Castro hit a ball in the screws. He will hit sixth. Jordy Mercer is in the lineup, thank God. He'll play second base and bat seventh, so that's fun. Victor Robles, the center fielder, will hit eighth. And Max Scherzer, the pitcher, will bat ninth.
Somebody do Max a favor and get him one of those wins. I know pitcher wins are overrated. I just like it when my star is really good and gets like double-digit strikeouts and doesn't let the other team score many runs, and he gets a win. Wouldn't that be nice?
A run. With Max Scherzer on the mound.
Some runs.
His last start, I think he got a run while he was on the mound for the first time in a few starts. I mean, like three of those.
I need my guys with 2.22 ERAs to be better than basically 500 pitchers. Just me. Just me.
5-4 on the season.
Yeah.
I don't care about his win-loss record at all. I want the team to win, so if that means he gets a win, great.
I'd like that.
2.2 ERA in the year, though. Let's keep that right where it's at. Scott Turner next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.